You're listening to the Rural Advancement Podcast. Rural Advancement provides resources to empower, equip, and encourage rural pastors and churches. Join our community by visiting us at ruraladvancement.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Rural Advancement. This is the podcast that is by rural leaders and for rural leaders. It is our goal, week in and week out, to bring you content that is not just spoken to the rural church, but is spoken by people who get it, people who have lived, worked, and ministered in small, out-of-the-way places, and people who understand the immense value of the work that God does there. I am your host, Joe Epley, and today, instead of our usual special guest or interview format, I'm going to take an opportunity to do what I've done the last 2 years and to be able to just kind of do a New Year's reflection. I think it's important from time to time to just dive down into what at least I've been learning and talk it through, you know, to process out loud all the awesome conversations that we've been able to have over the year. I was reflecting on it the other day, and I realized that since I've taken over hosting this podcast, we've had 100+ episodes. And I can't help but think of each of those episodes, the diverse stories, the different parts of the world and the United States where they come from, the different ages and demographics of the pastors that are speaking them, the wide and beautifully diverse canvas of small towns that we've been able to kind of get a glimpse into. And it brings me a lot of joy to be able to say that this is the third calendar year in a row that I get to do a New Year's reflection, because there has just been so much. There's so much to come, but there has just been so much ground covered. And so I didn't want to let this new year kind of usher in without a chance to look back on what we've been learning so far and to really pull kind of my own emphasis from it to share with you as listeners. And so to kick us off, I'm going to use a word that probably is very generic in leadership circles. And I don't say that without affection. Generic is not always a bad thing, but it is something that gets oft repeated, right? And that's just the need for gratitude. And after 2024, I was sitting in my office trying to ponder exactly how to write this episode for the podcast. And I really thought deeply about the word gratitude. And I realized that now more than ever, 100+ episodes in, I have just been so personally grateful for the stories and lessons that rural leaders have shared with me. I cannot think of a single episode that didn't enrich my life in some way, big or small. I often get put into circles where I'm sharing leadership wisdom with other leaders or receiving some, but as I share leadership wisdom, I find myself quoting different parts of these episodes. You know, I might say to one person a lesson that I learned from someone who's the recipient of small town hospitality. On another, I might pass along that helpful practical tip for church administration that I learned from someone in a town of 3,000. You know, it's just over and over. People will say, "Wow, Joe, that was good. Thanks for helping me out." Or, "Wow, where'd you get that nugget?" And I just have a tapestry of stories. Of real-life people, real-life rural ministers like you and I, who have just lived it out day after day in a forgotten corner of the world. And so I just wanted to kick in the new year with an immense gratitude for the content that we've been able to go through, for the lessons I've been able to learn. The second thing that really stuck out to me over this year is that now more than ever, I have felt the increased weight of like being a collector of stories. When I started this, I was just pumped to learn, and I definitely just carried that enthusiasm. How can I learn as much as I can? But then I realized that, like, not only was I learning a ton, not only do I hope you as listeners are learning a ton, but I realized that we were slowly building this digital library of people's stories, of stories that might not ever get reduced to writing otherwise. And I couldn't help but think, you know, there are from time to time, which will surprise nobody, there are older ministers in rural settings. And I couldn't help but think to myself, I said, man, after each of us in turn kind of passes from this earth, you know, there's a chance that some of these stories remain to continue encouraging next generations. And I just couldn't help but think of the value of these stories, of the lives of rural leaders that they represent, and of the immense wisdom that they have to pass on to future generations. And so with these things in mind, I guess I just wanted to take a few moments of your time and just kind of offer you, I think, three encouragements, okay, that I have just pulled out of my reflections from this last year. Number one is learn to keep and process your own story. Like I just mentioned, I think sometimes we are so quick to learn from the story of another and we say, oh man, yeah, I see how God was faithful in their life, and I see how God showed up at the last minute there, and I see how God took them to that dark place but then taught them so much and how they've passed it on to others, or I see how he's moved in their church and their community. And we are pretty quick to recognize the value of other people's stories. But can I just be really honest? Your story has immense value. And I say it almost with tears in my eyes because I wonder how many of us drift through life, obviously faithfully serving the Lord, but not really realizing the full gravitas and the full impact of the story that we carry. When you look back at your life, you have moments where God has showed up. You have lessons that only you have learned in the unique way that you've learned them. Do not underestimate the story that he has woven across your life. And so I don't know what that looks like for you practically. Maybe it means you reach out to the show and say, hey, would you be willing to talk through some of the lessons I've learned? I've had people do that. Maybe it means that you reduce your story to writing just in a personal journal. Maybe you kind of look at it in a new lens and turn it into a series that you can just offer other leaders or upcoming Christians to, you know, and disciples. And I don't know what it looks like for you, but please, I beg of you, do not underestimate your own story. Number two, don't pass up wisdom where it is to be found. I think one of the things that has just really, again, been that weight on my shoulders from this podcast in a healthy way is that it is such a privilege to have access to unique combination of wisdom that comes from all different walks of life, all different walks of ministry. And I think it's just made me, again, more grateful and given just a genuine urgency to taking advantage of good resources where they can be found. I think that you and I share more than likely the same drive, and that's the simple truth that we are called to build God's kingdom. And I don't want to do that with a shaky foundation. I don't want to do it with crude building materials. I want to build with excellence. And there are moments where I just can't help but think to myself, if you had access to a body of teaching, wisdom, interview, whatever you call it, and didn't utilize it to make small town ministry better for you and for your church and for your community, then what are we doing, you know? And please don't misinterpret this. This is not a plug to double down and say, hey, if you're listening, keep listening. Obviously, if you're listening to this podcast, you are someone who is in some way keeping up with it. But it doesn't even just have to be this podcast. Just anytime you get access to a leader who's been around the block, maybe ask them, hey, how has your walk with the Lord helped, you know, stay strong through the years? Or, hey, what's one piece of leadership advice you pass on? Just take 5 minutes of someone's day and don't ignore the chances to learn that God has put in front of us. And number three, keep allowing diverse perspectives to shape your view within a Christian mindset. I'm not saying to open your brain and let just every idea that anyone's ever had kind of pour forth into your mind, right? That would be silly and maybe a borderline irresponsible. However, when it comes to ministry itself, I think that far too often I have found myself in a place of questioning credentials of others. You know, and this is maybe a self-confession moment, but I can think of small churches where instead of being curious and saying, man, I wonder what they're doing, I've thought, oh, they're a little backwards and I'm not sure I can learn anything from that. Instead of approaching pastors who have a completely different style than me as again, just another fountain of wisdom, instead of asking, hey, why are they the way that they are? I have most often found myself tempted to think, well, why aren't they the way I am? And maybe some of you are less self-centered than me, but I just want to encourage you in this next calendar year, learn from other people wherever they can be found. Learn from diverse perspectives. I have heard megachurch pastors say, man, there was something that small town church taught me, and vice versa. I think there's a lot to be learned from other models of church. And I think that we sometimes, because we get so passionate about one lens of the body of Christ, we forget to appreciate all of them. We forget that we are collectively a stained glass window through which the picture of Jesus can shine forth. I think of the number of times where I encountered a larger church, you know, we're talking maybe 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, and I was tempted to kind of sit back on my small town credentials and throw stones and say, well, sure, they have reach, but are they really going deep? Or yeah, sure, they've attracted people, but what does their discipleship look like? And I just realized at some point, and luckily years ago, at some point I was just like, why would we do that? Like, why would we sit back and go, oh, I bet they're doing something wrong? Instead, why don't we just say, hey, what do you have to offer? What can I learn from you? How can I be curious instead of judgmental? And I hope that going into the new year, that would become a mentality of your heart, a posture of your heart, to say, how can I just learn from diverse voices and diverse methods of doing church? And so I guess in 2025, learn to process and keep and write down your own story. Don't pass up wisdom where it is to be found, and then keep allowing diverse perspectives to shape your view. As we go into the new year, I'm excited because next week we're going to be right back at it with more interviews, more conversations, more unturned stones in the body of Christ who have something to contribute to his kingdom and something to contribute to you and your ministry. But for now, I do just want to reiterate a few things. Number one, I hope that this resource continues to encourage, empower, and equip you to do ministry effectively in your area. Again, it is our goal every week, guys, and I say it with all seriousness, to not just speak to your situation, but to speak from a place of knowing and understanding. I hope that that comes through loud and clear. I hope that you feel that as we labor together in creating a resource that can just pour into us as small town pastors. And finally, please do us a favor in the new year. Continue to spread the word about this podcast. I would hate for such an awesome body of wisdom. And again, not anything to do with the host or who's talking. It's more about who's being asked the questions, who is contributing their wisdom. And there are so many godly leaders on this podcast who have enriched me personally, and I know could enrich you and others you know as well. And so whether that means leaving a review or a rating on Spotify or Apple Podcast, whether that means sharing this resource with someone around you, please do so as we dive into this new year. I've been your host, Joe Epley, for a solo episode of the Rural Advancement Podcast. Thank you all again for tuning in, and we will see you next week.